For several moments, he was too stunned to move. He stared at them from the tussock where he had fought for his life and might yet lose it. They knelt in high green reeds and oozy mud 70 yards away, fisted hands to their shaggy heads, and stared back. Finally, some semblance of reason began to reassert itself, and Tim understood that he must use their belief while he still could. He groped for the stories his mama and his da had told him, and those the widow Smack had read to her pupils from her precious books. Nothing quite seemed to fit the situation, however, until he recalled a fragment of an old story he'd heard from Splinter Harry, one of the codgers who worked part-time at the sawmill. Half foolish was old Splint, apt to point a finger gun at you and pretend to pull the trigger, also prone to babbling nonsense in what he claimed was the high speech. He loved nothing better than talking about the men from Gilead who carried the big irons and went forth on quests. "Oh, Harry, I only hope it was Kaa that put me in earshot on that particular noon rest." "Heil bondsman," he cried to the mudmen on the bank. "I see you very well. Rise in love and service." For a long moment, nothing happened. Then they rose and stood staring at him from deep-socketed and fundamentally exhausted eyes. Their sloping jaws hung almost to their breastbones in identical expressions of wonder. Tim saw that some carried primitive bows, others had bludgeons strapped to their sunken chests with woven vines. "What do I say now?" Sometimes, Tim thought, only the bald truth would do. "Get me off this fucking island," he shouted.